This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
A lot of stuff to get to. There's a number of just crazy. There's a lot of craziness out there. 855-839-1210. By the way, Chris Matthews, I think, still is the creepiest guy in all of the media. Like, in all of the media.
It's a sin. What's going on with him?
Guy's lost it, man. He's just out of his mind.
Social media lit up today with Chris Matthews' comments, just saying, what is up?
So Chris Matthews had on Kamala Harris, who's running for president. And, I mean, can we even play this on the air? I don't even know if we can. Can we?
Sure.
All right. I got to give you the earmuffs rule, though, in case the kids are in the car, because it's just strange. Very strange. Anyway, so Chris Matthews, do you remember when he had on Erin Burnett years ago, and he was like,
yes,
hitting on her on the air?
Yes.
He's like, oh, you're so beautiful. Look at you. You're like a hot brunette.
Yeah, and he said, get the camera closer.
Yeah, get closer.
It's awkward.
Look at this hottie. Look at this hottie. He always says things like this. So he has on Kamala Harris, and he talks about executive privilege, okay? This is executive privilege, which is something the president can do and cover things, you know, that, or I should say, not release things and that sort of thing. Well, take a listen.
I guess the question is, once he's testified before Mr. Mueller's special counsel investigation, how can he now say, I won't make the same testimony in public claiming executive privilege? I think it is sort of like virginity, mm-hmm, kind of thing. Once you start talking about a matter in your jurisdiction, and then you say, oh, I'm not doing it anymore, you can't do it once you've started. I understand that's how executive privilege works. Once you've given it up, you can't grab it back. How do you see it?
I'm not going to go with you on that metaphor, Chris.
Okay.
But I will say this. Dick Durbin did
an excellent job. Oh, that's awkward. That is awkward, huh? Man.
He apologized 3 minutes later, if you want to hear that.
It's like, you know, you lose your virginity, you can't get it back. Am I right, Kamala? You wanted yours back, right? Let's talk about that. Who would ask something like why, in what universe do you think that's okay to ask somebody on your TV show?
I don't know.
Of all the comparisons you can do, it's virginity.
Oh,
it's losing your virginity. Yeah, right? Am I right? Is it you give it up and then you want it back, can't get it back, right? That's right. I mean, you could be born again virgin, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you could be born again virgin. I've heard of that before. I don't know. Maybe that.
Madonna virgin.
Like a virgin? You'd be like a virgin. You'd be touched like a virgin after you've been, you know what I mean? Like that. What an idiot he is. Wait, I don't want to listen to the whole 3 minutes, but...
No. He apologized 3 minutes later, so it's just like an 8-second clip.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry about that metaphor I used before. I've been admonished already about it, so I really shouldn't have used it. I've heard that phrase used in this context.
Stop talking. Stop talking, Chris, right? I'm sorry. I mean, I've heard it used, so that's why I said it. I mean, everybody uses the virginity line. That's why I said it, right?
Where has he heard that used?
I've heard it used everywhere. I was just today on Patco and SEPTA. I heard it, people just saying that. It's like your. You know what it is? Like your Patco card. Once you use it, you can't get it back. It's like your virginity. You know, you use that card to ride the train.
Oh, no.
It's like, what the hell are you? What are you saying
virginity
right
kind
now?
Of thing. Once you start talking about a matter in your jurisdiction,
yeah,
and then you say, oh, I'm not doing it anymore, you can't do it once you've started. I understand that's how executive privilege works. Once you've given it up, you can't grab it back. How do you see it?
I'm not going to go with you on that metaphor, Chris.
Okay.
But I will say
I actually have to hand it to Kamala Harris for her response was spot on right there.
Yeah, she handled it well.
That's the only way to handle it.
That was awkward.
She could have ignored it, right? She could have pretended like it didn't happen. She could have been angry and upset, like offended, but instead she just laughed at it and made him sound like a big dope. So,
yes.
Got to give her props on that. I mean, honestly, if I were coaching on somebody on that, I'd say, just do exactly what she did. It's the only way you can do it.
You have to see the visual on that.
It How is, awkward it was
her,
for her.
Her face is just like that. And then when she says, I'm not going to go there, he goes, okay. Like he has no concept of what he just said. He was just like, okay.
Unbelievable.
Because we hear, like, Zioli uses the word, you know, it's like toothpaste, trying to put, you know.
Toothpaste back in the tube,
in the tube,
right?
We've heard that one.
Or like mayo back in the jar or something like that. These things are not easy.
Yeah.
Wine back in the bottle. You know, Patty, when you try to get your wine glass wine that you didn't drink back in the bottle, right? Doesn't happen because I always drink mine. What?
No, nothing.
Just kidding. So there you go. It's just one of the awkward comments today. Then Joe Biden had a really awkward moment today as well. But I don't think Joe Biden even remembers this or not. I'm not quite sure. He's bragging now about women of color learning, right? Women of color learning. So he's in Des Moines, Iowa, probably the whitest place on earth, Des Moines, Iowa, except for Burlington, Vermont, where Bernie Sanders is from. So he's out there. And he's talking about urban America, how they learned to code, okay? Code, like code the internet, code, you know, coding. So he's talking about this now. Take a listen.
So what do? We went out and got an organization. If you're a business person and you want to get a tech person, you go to this particular organization. We said, come in and find us people who can do this job. And through a program we had through community colleges, we said, look, put together a program for us where we can teach people how to code. So they went out literally into the hood, and they found, turned out, 54, and they had to be all women, the vast majority of women of color, no one with more than a high school degree, ages 24 to 54, and half, almost a third of them only had a GED.
In the hood.
Oh my God.
Codes in the hood. He went and got kids in the hood to learn coding. We went literally into the hood. That's going to help him with voters, I think, on the left. That'll be really good.
Literally into the hood.
He's so real, Dawn, isn't he? He's so real the way he talks to. He's such a man of the streets. Keeping it real in the hood.
The hood.
We went in the hood. We got these women. I mean, they were carjacking. They were dealing drugs. They were doing all these things. Wow. Then we also have now. Let's see, CNN's Allison Camerota, who decided to talk about Louis Farrakhan. Calypso Louis, as Rush calls him, the biggest anti-Semite out there, at least one of the top five biggest anti-Semites out there, Louis Farrakhan and his Nation of Islam. Cut five.
Okay, so Facebook is banning several far-right extremists from its services because it considers them dangerous. This includes the Nation of Islam leader, Louis Farrakhan, right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, also banned Paul Nehlen, an anti-Semite who ran unsuccessfully for Congress, along with fringe personalities Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, and Paul Joseph Watson.
You hear that? Bad far-right Louis Farrakhan right there. Far-right Louis Farrakhan. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Allison Camerota. All right, very good. 855-839-1210 is our number. Let's see. Matt is in South Jersey. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Rich. Great show. Love it.
Thank you.
You know, the most offensive thing to me about this whole Chris Matthews thing is it's not a metaphor. It's a simile.
Ah, yes, you're right. It's a misuse of language, right?
It's terrible.
Thank you, Matt. Well, you know, once you use a simile, you can't. All right. There thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Are you going to watch the Ted Bundy show on Netflix? They're making a movie about Ted Bundy, the serial killer. You're not?
No.
Why? Because you don't like serial killer movies?
No, I worked in news in Florida for a bit early in my, I know all about him. I don't know.
You don't need to watch it? I'm going to watch it. You know why? Because I love serial killer movies.
I'll probably watch it.
You're going to watch it. Especially if there's sex in it. You'll definitely watch it. It's called The Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile is the name of it.
Yeah. He was evil.
And it tracks the life and crimes of the infamous murderer from the perspective of his girlfriend. And Ted Bundy was, he says, Ted Bundy is a vile, vile human being. There is no part of this at all. I can't express how much I loathe the man that this movie is about. The fact that this movie really happened. The fact is that the whole world, literally all the media, everybody was capable of believing that this guy was innocent. Do you want to know what he's blaming this on?
I'm afraid to know.
Oh, come on. You think he's blaming his charm? Ted Bundy's charm? Ted Bundy's good looks? No, he's blaming something else. Take a listen.
I can't express enough how much I love the man that this movie's about. The fact is, this really happened. The fact is that the whole world, literally, all the media, everybody, was capable of believing that this guy was innocent. Talk about white privilege. Talk about white... whatever, every major topic in this movie is bent on showing you how evil this person is.
White privilege, Dawn. That's how Ted Bundy got away with it. White privilege.
unbelievable.
You can't, there's like nothing you can even say to respond to that, right?
It, well, first of all, there in the world, there have been very few serial killers who are anything other than white.
Yeah, they're always mostly yes, crazy white men, right?
Like, think for the Hannibal most part. Lecter, yeah. Yeah. So the feds or anybody involved in that was looking for a white guy. So to say that it's white privilege, it's just this guy got under the radar, and he was good looking. He was very good in talking to people and schmoozing, and it's amazing what he got away with. It's sick.
It's very sick. And you're right, though. I mean, there have been women serial killers and there have been black serial killers, but they're very small in the overall yes, serial killer lobby. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the club of serial killers is mostly crazy white guys, right?
Right.
So, yes, the FBI is going to be exactly looking for him. He got away with it for so long because he was charming and handsome and he didn't look like a serial killer. Not because he's white. Not because of white privilege.
Talk about white whatever. Talk about white privilege. Talk about white.
White privilege, whatever. Man. You think Hannibal Lecter got away with it because of white privilege, too? Think that's what
Clarice.
It was?
Clarice.
Clarice. Hello,
that
Clarice.
That movie was so spooky.
That's still my favorite movie. One of my favorite horror movies. Yes, Greg.
I think Zac Efron is popular because of white privilege.
Yeah, isn't Zac Efron white?
Yes.
And isn't Zac Efron...
Like he's like the white, like he's the epitome of, you know, good looking white guy.
By the way, he was in Baywatch.
Yes.
Okay, Baywatch is one of the whitest movies ever made. Am I right?
True.
It's the one with The Rock, right?
The Rock plays the David Hasselhoff character, yes.
Yeah, it's a total white privilege movie.
Of course it is.
It's based on a beach in California,
yes,
right?
Yeah, there were no people of color or anything on that.
Like the beach that they place it on is in, what is it, Santa Monica or it's like Los Angeles, that area,
I think it
right?
is Santa Monica. I think you're right.
That's like the whitest, privileged place on the planet Earth.
Totally.
Like if aliens came down, they'd be like, we landed in white privilege town because we wanted to be among white people. So, oh, look, it's Baywatch. That's exactly how that would play out, Dawn. Exactly. So what is he talking about, white privilege? His whole career is white privilege.
Talk about white privilege. Talk about white.
You with your white privilege, Zach. By the way, Zach is also a white privilege name.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bro name, too.
It's totally a bro name.
Yes.
Sup, Zach? Jerk. But I'm so glad he says mean things about Ted Bundy. Well, good. Well, how brave of you to talk smack about Ted Bundy. You're so brave. Ted Bundy's dead, right? They killed him? They executed him?
Yeah. Yes. I believe so. Yes.
Are there any serial killers on death row right now that haven't been killed yet?
That's a good question.
I'm wondering about that. Oh, by the way, you know what's great, though? It's a Netflix show on serial killers. The one that's called Mindhunter?
Yes,
that's great. That's
great.
That's a really good show.
There's also a Ted Bundy confessions thing where they take his actual confession tapes and they replay them and do a documentary around them. That's really good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You ever see the one about the Russian serial killer in the Soviet Union? Citizen X? Who they think was one of the biggest serial killers in the world, but the Russian government, the Soviet Union government, the Soviets covered it up because they said that kind of stuff doesn't happen here. You never saw that movie?
No.
Oh, it's great. Donald Sutherland's in it.
Very creepy.
And it's so basically they have to enlist the American FBI to help them, but they didn't want to, but they had no idea what to do, and they didn't want to admit it because it was, you know, that stuff happened in America because of our capitalist excesses. It didn't happen in the Soviet Union, Dawn, because communism, you have no reason to kill. I kid you not, that's literally what they were saying.
It's crazy.
So this guy's running around. I think he killed like 130 people or something like that, and they just didn't do anything about it until finally the FBI helped them catch this guy. And they killed him. So
there's actually a lot of the Son of Sam is still alive.
Yeah, he's a nut. He's a nut. He'll die in prison in his mental loony ward.
The BTK killer is still alive.
Oh, that guy's still alive,
yeah.
Huh? Wow.
The Green River Killer. I don't even know who that is.
They have cool names, don't they? Green River Killer.
They are all white guys, though.
They are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be accurate, Wayne Williams. From Atlanta, Georgia. He's an African-American.
Although they don't think he did it, though, right? Wayne Williams, isn't there some controversy? He was the one with the Atlanta child murders, right?
Right. But there was another one. Remember the highway shooter? And he was with the younger kid. And one of them was racially mixed or something.
Oh, the sniper.
The sniper
the
killers?
The DC sniper.
Oh,
yeah.
The DC sniper?
Think, yeah.
He had some crazy white guy in him. Is that right? Listen, I mean, come on. White, you know, look, I know in this day and age, you're not allowed to say that white people do anything good. Serial killing.
It's true.
I'm just saying.
Rock has a very funny routine about that.
He does. It's
like
hysterical.
If a white man shows up in your house, he's going to saute you up, right? It's like, it's very funny.
Rich Cioli, 3 till 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.